What is up, guys? Gurjot here, and welcome to the Premium Podcast. I have been getting many requests from listeners to do a Happy Loman, Deadpool, and American Dream podcast, so I decided to do that today. But before I get carried on, a bit of background history about who Happy Loman is. He's the youngest son of William Loman and Linda Loman. He cannot get a promotion until his boss dies, and he is stuck in the American dream, pretends to be rich, and tries to hide his depression. Now that we've covered who Happy Loman is, let's talk about his personality traits. Firstly, we all know Happy Loman is not happy with his life. That's ironic, because his name is Happy. Secondly, he's fake. We all know he's fake. He thinks he's rich. He's trying to hide his depression. We all know what he's basically trying to do. He's showing us, oh, I'm this. I have all money. Happy has lived under his brother's shadow for all his life. He has no ability to recognize his false hopes. And his false hope is to get appreciated and recognized by his father. Unless you've been living under a rock, you might know who Deadpool is. Anyways, he's a superhero who realizes he is stuck in a comic book and used as entertainment. Ultimately, there's no escape for him. He is depressed for many reasons. He knows that when all of his friends die, he's gonna be the last one alive. He's gonna be lonely. Wade Wilson. He joined Weapon X and became a mutant. With his swordsmanship and increased regeneration, he is the ultimate weapon. Deadpool was first introduced to the general public in 1991 in the book The New Mutants. Before we continue the podcast, I just want to give a huge shout out to Studio Comics for giving us the support to continue to make our podcast. And we want to thank the viewers who listen daily to our latest content. We can't do this without you. Happy Loman and Deadpool both suffer from depression. Deadpool loses his wife and friends, and he is the only one left, and he doesn't know anyone. While Happy has been lonely his whole entire life, even after his business success. One can say both have suffered death, and they suffer from the same depression, loneliness. Happy is stuck in the corporate ladder, while Deadpool is stuck in comic books. Material wealth. Happy shows he has money, and I mean money, as he tries to flex on everyone. He attempts to hide his emotional pain and depression from his brothers and peers. He feels rejected by his father because Biff Loman, his brother, was always preferred by his father. He entertains the illusion that money can solve all problems. He is misdirected, unrealistic, and very, very, very unhappy. Although he has a good reputation in the business world, he fails to achieve any success in life. He has false hopes and ambitions. He represents being stuck in the American dream. So right now, I'm going to stop the podcast to shout out our second sponsor, Canada Cars. Canada Cars has been a long time sponsor at Premium Podcast. They not only are ranked number 2 in Canada, but are ranked number 1 in customer satisfaction. So go on down to Canada Cars and buy a car, located in Toronto and Vancouver. Happy Loman has failed to appreciate life and was lost in material wealth and image. He fails to achieve anything in life, just like his father, who had escaped reality. Happy is in hot pursuit of the American dream, but he gets stuck in the corporate ladder. And as he is growing up, he faces problems just like the other characters. So just like the other characters, he turns out to be a failure and a lonely person. That's gonna be all for today, guys. Happy Loman and Deadpool comparison and the American dream. Thank you to all for listening in today, and I appreciate the support our sponsors have given us. If you like the podcast, feel free to click the subscribe button. And don't forget to listen in on the next podcast. Until then, I'm Girja, signing out. Premium Podcasts.